difference between the material mind and the spiritual mind. Actually, the mind is a transition between matter and spirit. The material level of reality, we could say, and the spiritual level of reality. So, the mind is the medium which connects the two. So, if I have the hardware of a computer, that is like the physical reality. And I, the user, I'm of a different level. What helps me to use the hardware is the software. The software links the user with the hardware. Similarly, the mind links the soul with the body. So, sometimes the words material and physical are used interchangeably. But in this analysis, the physical is the body. But the mind, it is mental, but it is also a part of the material level of reality. So just like the user and the computer exists in a different category. The user is conscious. The hardware and software, neither of them are conscious. So similarly, the mind itself is not conscious. But the soul is who is conscious. But the mind is the link between the two. So another way to put it, that the soul is the root of consciousness, R-O-O-T, root. And the mind is the root of consciousness, R-O-U-T, is the pathway through which the consciousness moves. So now, normally, the mind is the channel through which consciousness goes towards material things. So for example, right now, I'm looking at you, looking at me, you're looking at this chair, I'm looking at the chair in which you're sitting. So the stimulus that is coming up on the mind is a material stimulus. And the more, so the mind is not just a window which reflects the outer world, but whatever appears on it, it also gets impressed on it. And that's what starts popping up again and again. Like I told about the inner screen with the different windows zooming out. So whichever window gets zoomed out once, that tends to zoom out again and again and again. It becomes a habit. It's like, say, if I visited some website, say I visit something like, say, hollywood.com. So I visited that website regularly. So next time, now I want to know something else. I want to know something about happiness. How do I become happy? When I type H, what happens? Immediately Hollywood comes up. So, it's a screen, but that screen, whatever I had chosen in the past, it pops up over there. So, if we have repeatedly exposed ourselves to material stimuli, then material stimuli are what pop up on our screen internally. And that is when we say the mind is materialistic. The mind is functionally what it is. It is an intermediate level of reality between physical and spiritual. But the impressions that are stored on it, the default tendencies that it has, the disposition that it has, that can be either materialistic or it can be spiritual. So the more we expose ourselves to materialistic stimuli, which is what has happened to us till now, the more our mind tends to be material. And the more we expose ourselves to spiritual stimuli, for example, we study spiritual books, we do meditation, hear the sound of the mantra, then that creates spiritual impressions within us. And then that is how the mind becomes spiritualized. So the mind is not exactly material or spiritual in constitution or composition, but in its inclination. It can be material or it can become spiritual. And that depends on what kind of impressions we expose it to. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you.